You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is John Biney. You're listening to TV Confidential. Well, let's hear it for him. Come on out here.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just anyway.
I know we have just a few minutes left, but I have to ask you about Elvis. Now, you just mentioned, you know, if we're lucky, we do something that we enjoy doing in our life. I mean, even though we need to put the work in and listen to people and all of that, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. And, you know, you were not on the air that night, but you were at the station the night that first Elvis record was played on the radio.
That's right. Placed me at WHBQ Radio that night in July of 1954.
Mm-hmm.
I was the morning man doing a show called Clock Watchers, but I happened to be there at showing some of my ex-football playing high school buddies from Jackson, Tennessee around the station.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this commotion, switchboard lit up, and I went into Dewey Phillips' studio. He did a show called Red Hot and Blue,
mm-hmm.
playing black music for white teenagers mm-hmm. in those days. Remember, we're talking about 1954. Before race music or rhythm and blues music really moved into the pop realm.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, I was playing Perry Como and Joe Stafford and Ralph Flanagan's orchestra and Eddie Fisher. And at night, Dewey was playing the black artists from Chicago and New York, and the kids were eating it up. Well, I went into his studio, and there was Sam Phillips, founder of Sun Records. He had just handed Dewey Phillips, no relation, Dewey a record to play. It was still an acetate. The record hadn't even been pressed yet. He had recorded it that afternoon with a truck-driving singer for Crown Electric Company whose name was Elvis Presley. The song was called That's All Right, Mama, an old rhythm and blues song.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a rockabilly version of it. And Sam wanted Dewey to test it to see if it had any viability, if it had any sales potential. And Dewey had 60% of the audience at night in Memphis. And he could play a record once, and if it had anything, you'd know it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the switchboard lit up. He played it 7 times in a row. I was designated to call the Presleys, Mr. and Mrs. Presley, and try to find out where Elvis was, because Dewey wanted him to come down to the radio station. So I called, and Gladys answered the phone, and they were listening, and they heard the excitement being generated by That's All Right, Mama. And I said, Mr. Presley, where's Elvis? And she said, well, he was so nervous about his record being played, he went to see a double feature at the Suzor's Theater. We'll go over and get him, bring him down to the station.
Yeah.
So sure enough, they walked up and down a dark aisle. There was Elvis sitting all by himself watching this Western movie, whispered to him about the excitement. He came down to the station that night. I met him, and he remained my friend until the day he died.
And as Wink mentioned earlier, Heavenly Child, a brand new spoken word recording salute to Elvis Presley, will be released very, very soon. You can look for that iTunes, Amazon, wherever music is sold. Wink's other recordings of Elvis include That Was Elvis to Me, which is also available at iTunes, as well as WinkMartindale.com. Plus, you did that 15-hour audio biography back in 71, which many people consider one of the best biographies of Elvis ever.
I think it's the most definitive story of Elvis Presley that's ever been recorded. I had the pleasure of narrating it for Watermark Productions. It was just terrific, and it's still out there, owned by a lot of radio stations, and it still gets played from time to time, especially around his birthday on the 8th of January. But I enjoyed doing that, and I'm very, very proud of the Elvis Presley story.
One more, Adam. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system. Broken down washer dryer. Broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.